Okay, so today in our last shiur on this topic, try to, you know, work it perfectly. You know, the chevra that's going to be, you know, leaving Tisha B'Av time, so I want to make sure we got in the entire sugya. So again, in the last shiur on the topic of Eidos Miuchedes, right, just to keep everything in perspective, right, we started off the sugya discussing the type of Eidos Miuchedes, or called Beis Meisim. Right, two different actions that happen two different days. A classic example, halva achar halva, or ritzicha achar ritzicha, whatever the case may be. That was a sugya in Sanhedrin, daf lamed, machlokes, Rabbi Yehoshua ben Karcha, and the Chacham in the realm of Mamonos, whether you can be mitzarif, Eidachad in those two cases, and we explain that seems to be a fundamental machlokes, whether you think that the koveya for Eidus and Mamon is the Maisa, therefore according to the Chachamim that it's the Maisa, you can't be mitzarif two Eidachad in two different Maisim. Where he said, no, the koveya for Shua ben Karcha is the chiyuv. And therefore, since the koveya is the chiyuv, you can be mitzarif two eidachot on two different days, because in the day, since they're agreeing to the same chiyuv, their eidus is on the same thing. Good. That was all the sugya of Beis Meisim. So our sugya on Makos Davavam Beis is also eidus miuchedes, but eidus miuchedes of the Beis Reios variety, where it's maisa echad, the same maisa, but there are two reios. Right, you saw from two vantage points, as the Mishnah defines, two reios is as long as the two people or the people, you know, can't see each other, it's considered independent reios. So the Mishnah already in the case of two kita edim say that independent reios breaks up the kat edus, and then the Rav carries that over to Dinei Nefashos and says, oh, the same thing by edus miuchedes, one eid echad, if they can't see each other, those are, you know, you can't be mitzarif by Nefashos. And we discussed at the end of yesterday, you know, that Raya, from the Mishnah's case of being mitzarif two kita edim, to Rav's case of two eidachot, eidus miuchedes, two days in Tosos is whether the tzir between two eidachots, tzir between two kita edim, is that the same exact thing? Or can you be mechalik? And if you're being mechalik, like the second day of Tosos, you can really be mechalik in both directions, not for now. Now, the last thing we have to discuss is Dine Mamonos, right? When it's, I believe it is Rav Nachman on Vav Amud Beis says when Rav passeled, right, Eidus Miuchedes, that's limited to Dine Nefashos. When it comes to Dine Mamonos, you could be mitzarif two Eidachots, even though they saw the same Maisa from two independent, two completely separate vantage points. So let's see Rav Nachman. Shal David reminds. So I'm Rav Nachman again. The Ramban and others have a different Gersos. We're going to just keep with the names, just we can all be on the same page. Rav Nachman is the Baal Memra, and then the Maskev is coming from Rav Zutra. So even when we're discussing the Ramban, we're going to use the names Rav Nachman and Mar Zutra, just so we're all on the same page.
I'm Rav Nachman. Eidus miuchedes k'sheira b'dini manus, t'chziv lo yumas api red echad. B'dini nefashos hu de'in k'sheira, aba b'dini manus k'sheira.
So says Rav Nachman, right, since the makor, right, that Eidus Miuchedes doesn't work by Dine Nefashos is coming from a pasuk which says, focuses on Yumas, so it's Dafka by Nefashos, but Dine Mamonos is going to be, it's going to be Kshira. So what's the obvious question that many Rishonim ask on Rav Nachman? Right, so Rav Nachman is a Mechadish, when it comes to Dine Mamonos, you can be Mitzarev to an Echad who saw the same Maisa from two different vantage points. So what's the question that bothers a lot of the Rishonim? Pass like Yeshua Menkarcha. And we pass like Yeshua Menkarcha, not only are we mitzarev two eidachot who saw the same maisa from two different re'eels, we're even makshir two eidachot, we're even mitzarev two eidachot who saw two different maisim. So what's the chiddush of Rav Nachman if we, Aliba de Hilchasa, pass like Yeshua Menkarcha, you can even be mitzarev two eidachot on two separate days, as we said the lamdas is. Rav Shua Menkarcha, we pass that the mechayev, that the koveya of Eidus Mamon is kriyev. So Kol Shekein, then in this case, where they're on the same Maisa, two different reels, of course we're going to be mitzarev. So what is the classic answer given by many, many Rishonim? Exactly. That the Rav Nachman's chiddush is even within the Chachamim. Meaning, spell it. Even the Chachamim, who generally say that the koveya for Eidus Mamon is Maisa, and therefore, according to the Chachamim, right, you can only, right, the two Eidachats need to be talking about the same Maisa, the Chiddush is, those same Chachamim will be Mode, in our case of Eidus Miuchedes, that since they're talking about the same Maisa, even though it's two different Re'eos, which wouldn't work when it comes to Dine Nefashos, Kamashul and Rav Nachman, we can't be Mitzarev two different Re'eos when it comes to dine mamnos. So this answer is given by the Ramban, it's given by the Ritzvah, and it's in the Ritzvah's own daya after he rejects the Rabbi Avad, and then the first daya in the Meiri. So according to the Ramban, we'll read inside, the Ramban, the Ritzvah, and the first day of the Meiri all say that the Chiddush of Rav Nachman is that even Aliba de Chachamim, even the Chachamim will require Eidus on the Maisa, the Gedder of Eidus ala Maisa is different for Nefashos than it is for Mamados. By Nefashos, you need not only Eidus on the Maisa, but you need a joint Shri'iyah, right? That's Alpi, you know, that's, you know, well, you must Alpi Echad, as the Gemara Darshan. But when it comes to Mamados, where again, the Koran Chachamim, you do need Eidus ala Maisa, but different Gedder, Eidus ala Maisa for the Chachamim by Mamados allows for, you know, two distinct Re'ils. So if we can just like, you know, open up the Ramban, you know, just to see an example of a Rishon who says this. I don't have the Ramban. Ella, do you see it?
Yeah.
Let's just start from the question. I should add the Ritzvah, the Ramban actually adds a kasha that the other Rishonim don't add, so I just want to point it out. See, Dir Masvah Sikna Kasha. See, Dir Masvah Sikna Kasha.
Actually,
the Ikka Dekashile. This is right
up. Oh, yeah, Vasik and Kakashia. The second one? Vasik and Kakashia?
Yeah, Vikka Dekashile.
About Rishum and Karatha, Lab Rishum.
No, is it Vikka Dekashile?
Vikka Dekashile.
Oh.
Yeah, Vasik and Kakashia. Vasik and Kakashia. Vikka Dekashile, Bahala Kamilan, Rishum and Karatha, Damar, Hava Akar Abam, and Sakhbin. The Koshkin made the two parts.
Point number one is like we pass like Yeshua Makarcha that even halva achar halva. So right here we're talking about the same halva, right? Same halva, but two vantage points. But he asks two different questions. Number one. So question number one is since we clearly pass like Yeshua Makarcha, so how could Rav Chista, who in our Gemara is Rav Zitra, who asked the Maskev, right? So how can Rav Zitra / Rav Chista? How can he argue? Right, we clearly paskin like Rav Shuv Makarcha, even Hava Achar Hava. So how can Rav Chista / Rav Zutra, right, argue and say no? When it comes to two different, you know, the same Maisa, two different Rios, that doesn't work. Just right, that's Kasha number one. Kasha number two is
Rav Yehuda Gufei Maki Mashalot,
and Rav Nachman / Rav Yehuda. What's the Chiddush? So all the other Rishonim ask the second question of what's the Chiddush Rav Nachman. Only the Ramban asks this first question of right. And how can Rav Chista / Rav Zutra, how can they argue? And the reason for that is because the other Rishonim don't necessarily view this maskif as rejecting the Shita of Rav Nachman. Right, the classical understanding of this maskif, which ends with Akasha, is that it's a question. It's not enough of a question to undermine the original Shita of Rav Nachman. It's just saying, according to you, Rav Nachman, right, that we have, right, that we're Machshir, Eidus Miyuchedes by Mamanos, you should then apply the same Seraph to Dine Nefashos, either because of Rashi's Yitzilah Eidah, or because of the Ramban, limitation of the Drasha. Kasha, why we don't do that? So according to the Ritzvah and the Meiri, who don't ask this Kasha, is because they view Mar Zutra as not necessarily undermining the Shita of Nachman. They're saying, you're right, Rav Nachman, that by Dine Mamanos, we're going to be Machshir Eidus Miyuchedes. They're just left off with the question of, oh, so why wouldn't it carry over to Nefashos? Only the Ramban, right, reads this question as that Mar Zutra / Rav Chista completely rejects the Shita of Rav Nachman. That's just an important point, why the Ramban asked this question and no one else asked this question. But either way, right, whether it's two questions or one question. What?
Why is the Gemara Shifta?
Oh, you're asking on the Ramban?
Yeah.
Okay, right, yeah. I guess it's a kasha for them, but for Rav Zutra / Rav Chista, right, he thinks it's a bam kasha, and the kasha is from their perspective, they think, kasha, but, you know, yesh lo taretz. So I guess it's, you know, tiyufta from the perspective of Rav Zutra, but it's a kasha from the perspective of Rav Nachman. That's what you have to say, according to the Ramban. Good. So what's the answer of the Ramban?
Wouldn't it also be an issue that the Mavod would be masked of Tana? Wouldn't that just...
No, because the Mishnah doesn't explicitly reject it. The question is predicated on a big chiddush that the tzeiruf of right, you know, that the tzeiruf of dinei mamnos should carry over to nefashos. So it's definitely not a kasha from a Mishnah. It's definitely based on an understanding of the Mishnah. Okay? Oh, so the answer is the Ramban. So right, so we're saying this is Dafka within the Chachamim who generally require Eidus on the Maisa. So Chiddush is Afilu Hachi. So we're saying, oh, so the Chiddush is that even the Chachamim, according to Rav Nachman / Rav Yehuda, are going to be Moda that by Mamonos, although you need Eidus Ala Maisa, that this is considered Eidus Ala Maisa. And then, according to the Ramban, Rav Chisda is going to then argue with this and say, no, the Chachamim, you know, don't allow this. Fine. Good. So that is the answer according to, let's say, one group of Rishonim. Again, the Ramban, the Ritzvah himself, and the first day of in the Meiri. But the question that we have to ask within these Shitos is, wait a second. So this is within the Chachamim. So what's emerging is that within the Chachamim, who require Eidus Ala Maisa, Bein Bedinei Nefashos, Bein Bedinei Mamonos. So the question is, why is the Geder of Eidus Ala Maisa different for Dinei Mamonos than it is for Dinei Nefashos? Meaning, Bishlama, we were explaining yesterday with Rabbi Shua ben Karcha. So he says, oh, if he thinks that, you know, Dinei Mamonos is Eidus Ala Chiyuv, so you can understand why it's fundamentally different, right? You have Eidus Ala Chiyuv by Mamonos, Eidus Ala Maisa by Nefashos. We explained yesterday is because Mamonos, there's already a pre-existing Chiyuv. By Nefashos, the Chiyuv isn't Chal until after the Gemara Din, so therefore the Eidus can only be Ala Maisa. So Rabbi Shua ben Karcha, we can understand why a fundamental difference between Nefashos and Mamonos. Mamonos Eidus Ala Chiyuv, Nefashos Eidus Ala Maisa. Fine. But according to the Rabbanan, according to the Shitos, right, Chacham hold you have Eidus Ala Maisa in all contexts. Even Mamonos requires Eidus Ala Maisa. So once that's the case, why is there a fundamental distinction between Mamonos, where the Eidus Ala Maisa can be done two distinct Re'ios, while Nefashos, the Eidus Ala Maisa has to be Re'ia Achas, one Re'ia. What is the difference between Mamonos and Nefashos in terms of the Geder of Eidus Al Hamaisa? So which Rishon doesn't address this question straight on, but addresses a parallel question? Anybody? Which Rishon is similarly within these Shitos, within the Shita of Rav Nachman, trying to understand why is there a difference between Mamonos and Nefashos? Tosos, excellent. You said that? Pinchas? Excellent. So look at Tosos. The bottom Tosas on Vav and Beis. Dear Masal Bedinei Nefashos. Pinchas, go for it. We actually discuss it in Seder. Right? So Dear Masal Bedinei Nefashos. Right? So Tosas is similarly along the same lines of going to be bothered by why don't we just equate Nefashos and Mamonos? Again, Tosas is going to be dealing more on a drusha level. We're asking the question more on an alumnus level, but we're going to see there's going to be overlap to the answers. Go for it, Pinchas. Basically, just because a din is derived from a pasuk that deals with yumas, we have other times where a din, like the psul kurva, is derived from a pasuk which discusses yumas, well, yumsu avos albanim, and yet mishpanachar yelachem is going to carry it over to mamonos. So MK and achanami. So there, why don't we extend the psul of Eidus Miuchedes, just like you can't have two different re'eos by Nefashos, extend that over to Mamonos, midin mishpat echad yelachem. So Tosas answers, why don't we equate the realms of Nefashos and Mamonos in Eidus Miuchedes? Says Tosos. So what does Tosos say? A very fundamental answer. Why can't we darshan the psul of Eidus Miuchedes to the realm of Mamonos? Pinchas, what's his answer?
He says that you see that Mamonos is different because an Eid Echad always decides Shvuah.
Oh, so says Tosos. The fact that an Eid Echad in the realm of Dinei Mamonos could be Mechayev Shvuah, so therefore you see that you can't passel Eidus Miuchedes. You have to figure out. He's jumping from A to B. He's saying, because an Eid Echad is kosher l'shvua, so therefore, you can't allow for two Eidachads with independent reels to be Mitztarif. That's what Tosas says. What is the lumdus behind Tosas' answer, and how does it carry over to two distinct reels?
I have a lumdus, but the pasuk does, the pasuk kind of was lo yumas al pi eid echad, and so the whole drasha before was that we already know from that it said al pi shnayim eidim, and it seems like it was talking about, since we're talking about misa, it was that he won't die through one aid. So, meaning that it won't be effective with one aid. However, that's not true regarding Mamonos, where one aid can be effective and one doesn't necessarily need two.
Okay. Yeah, okay. So, on a drusha level, you can understand Tosas as a little more technical. I think that's the way you're saying it. Is that, the pasuk of Lo Yumas al pi eid echad, right, which has the implication that, like, eid echad has no, right, has no koach, that is limited to the realm of nefashos, where an eid echad actually doesn't have any koach. But because an eid echad by mamonos can be mechayev shvua, so you see that eid echad does have some standing, save for that drasha, that pasuk of yumas eid echad, can't be extended to mamonos. But to take Tosas in a more lumdish way, and I think this is Tosas should tell us on Vav Amud Aleph, is the what? Yeah, it's Reb Chaim's idea. Yeah, go for it, Ellie.
One aid by
Mamonos actually
has a
koach,
and then it's not
one kasi. It's not
one
kasi.
It's each
aid
is
specified. Exactly. What Tosas, as understood by Reb Chaim, the fact that an aid echad can be indicates that within the realm of Mamon, an aid echad has a chalos. The way Reb Chaim says it, each aid echad, you know, creates a half an edus independently, and then the way the cot of edus works by Mamon is that it's a half plus a half. So the half edus is mechayiv shivua. There's a chalos to the eight echads, you know, edus, and then you're mitzdarev two eight echads to, you know, create a chiyav mamon. Masha inkein eight echad by nefashos, says Reb Chaim Aliba to Tosfos, eight echad by nefashos has no chalos at all, so it's zero. Eight echad by nefashos is zero. Masha inkein eight echad by mamonos has a chalos. It's a half, as Reb Chaim says, half plus a half equals a whole. So while Tosfos says it's chiluk, just to explain, more technical, to explain why the drasha doesn't carry over, we can now carry this over to explain our question, which is, so why is it that the geder of Eidos Alamaisa is different for Mamonos than it is for Nefashos? And the answer is exactly this, we saw it of Tosfos, is that by Nefashos, where each Eid Echad has no chalos, so then, just like the Eidus of each Eid Echad doesn't have a chalos, so therefore, similarly, the Re'iyah of each Eid Echad alone is going to be insignificant. So by Nefashos, when you need Eidus Alamaisa, you need to have a joint Re'iyah, because by Nefashos, a Re'iyah of an Eid Echad alone is zero, is nothing. So therefore, only when you have a Re'iyah, a joint Re'iyah of Beis Eidin together, do we consider that to be a significant Re'iyah. Therefore, by Eidus Alamaisa, by Nefashos, you need to have a joint Re'iyah of two Eidim. But by Mamonos, yes, even according to the Chachamim, that you need Eidus Alamaisa, but we're going to allow to have independent Re'iyos, because just like each Eid Echad by Mamonos can have a significant Eidus on its own, according to Reb Chaim, each one contributes a half, and is each one alone can be Mechayev a Shavua, so too, each of their Re'iyos can be independent. And therefore, by Mamonos, each Re'iyah can be independent and then be mitzdari for them, just like the way it works by Eidus Mamon in general, where each one gives an independent Haggadah, and then your mitzdari for the half plus a half equals a whole. So we're saying the same lumdus that Reb Chaim says originally, on Tosas Vav Amud Aleph, in the Sugya of Nimtzeh Hachamem Karvu Pasul, that by Nefashos, each Eid Echad is zero, it's only a combination of the two of them, right? Masha'in came by Mamonos, where each Eid Echad is independent, is significant on their own. That is going to carry over to here as well on a Re'iyah level. That's why when it comes to the Chachamim, they're going to say, by Nefashos, you need a joint Re'iyah, because a Re'iyah's Eid Echad alone is zero, just like a Haggadah's Eid Echad by Nefashos is zero. But by Mamonos, where Haggadah's Eid Echad alone is significant, i.e. to Mechayev Shvua, and even to create a half, a chatzi eidus, according to Reb Chaim's Lashon, so to a Re'iyas eid echad is to be significant, and therefore you can be mitzarif two independent Re'iyos of an eid echad. Yeah.
Is Reb Chaim saying that on the same
Maisa? Yes. I didn't love Afka. No, because again, since we pass like Reb Shua ben Karcha, you don't have to say that. But we're just borrowing the Lomdus to explain within Shitas Chachamim. And it's the same type of idea that even if Reb Chaim happens probably talking Lahalacha, Reb Shua ben Karcha, but you can just carry it over to the same idea applies to within the Chachamim. Yes, you do need Eidus Alamaisa, but each Ru'iyah of an Eid Echad is going to be significant alone. And that's why you can say, oh, yeah, Eidus Miuchadas works by Mammon, even though it doesn't work by Nefashos, because the role of an Eid Echad by Mammonos is fundamentally different than the role of an Eid Echad by Nefashos. Yeah, for sure, that's the case, yeah. Exactly. Exactly, yeah. Yeah. The svara to say that it's more. I mean, is the opposite of the second day of Tosos, right? That you there's a tzad to say that it's easier to be mitzarev two kite edim, where you at least have a kat, than it is to be mitzarev two eid echads, because it
so that should be the opposite. If each one is actually
that's by nefashos. That's by nefashos. But we're talking about Mamanos here.
Right, but are you saying that just each one being a dover, right?
That's only by Mamanos. Only by Mamanos are we going to say that even an Eid Echad alone is a dover, to use your Lashon.
So why is that more reason to be together?
No, it's more reason to allow each of them to have an independent Re'iyah. I mean, by Nefashos, where Eid Echad is zero, so therefore even in a Re'iyah's Eid Echad, is zero. And zero plus zero equals zero. Right? But by Mamanos, where each Eid Echad has independent standing, as seen for the fact that they could be Mechayev Shavua alone, so therefore, yeah, the Re'iyah of an Eid Echad, one Re'iyah of an Eid Echad, another Re'iyah of an Eid Echad, even though they're distinct Re'iyahs, they don't see each other, you can still be Messiah of them. I mean, the Chachamim were clearly mitzarev. I'm a little confused.
The Chachamim are mitzarev. Yeah. We're saying the Chachamim, because of their in each of them status, therefore their each Re'iyah is significant in itself.
And therefore you can combine them.
The other side, if it wasn't significant, we'd throw it away.
Zero plus zero.
Yeah, you say your Re'iyah alone is nothing, your Re'iyah alone is nothing, so both of those together are nothing. But since your Re'iyah alone is worth something, your Re'iyah alone is worth something, not enough on its own, but together they're fine. And we're not saying that everything they are mitzvah is not
difficult.
Oh, we'll get there soon.
Yeah.
We'll get there soon. Let's talk maybe afterwards, just to make sure I'm definitely missing something. Okay, so far we've seen the Ramban, right, the Ritzvah himself, and the first day of the Meiri, saying that the Chiddush of Rav Nachman is within the Chachamim. We then explained, so within the Chachamim, what comes out is that although Eidus Ala Maisa is required, Bein B'dini Nefashos, Bein B'dini Mamanos, yet the gedder of Eidus Ala Maisa is going to be different from Mamanos and Nefashos. We're suggesting in light of the Rav Chaim's Lamdus, because the role of the Eid Echad is different from Mamanos than it is by Nefashos. That's what Tosas seems to be hinting at here, as explicated by Rav Chaim. But there is one Rishon who seems to reject the Shita of the Rishonim, and says no, that the Chachamim would not agree to Rav Nachman's table. Which Rishon says this? Excellent, Nebuki Yosef. Everyone please turn to the Nebuki Yosef. And the Nebuki Yosef goes out of his way to say that Rav Nachman's Chiddush is only within Reb Shua ben Karcha. Implication being that the Chachamim would not agree to this dinner of Nachman, that Eidus Miuchedes, works. Okay? So this is the Nebuki Yosef, please. Because Daf Gimel, Amud Aleph, Vedap, in the regular Daf Erif, goes Vahadar version, it's Amud Zayin. See, in the middle, Dira Maskel, Vashniya Petura, it says Vahani Mili. Yitzhak, do you see it?
I'm alone,
Right, so he's integrating, if you notice, he's integrating Reb Nachman's Chiddush to be Mitzarev two Re'ios in the same Maisa. He says, why does it make sense to be Mitzarev two Re'ios in the same Maisa? Only makes sense because we Paskin, like Rav Shua ben Karcha, that even two Maisim would be Mitzarev. Okay, go on, he explains. By the same lashon, the Shua ben Karcha, the basis of Shua ben Karcha is that they're both giving edus on the same chiyuv. The Isa. Right, so Kol Shekein, Shua ben Karcha is giving machshir. Right, in this case, where it's the same Isa, just two different reios. Very bechiddush says Nuki Yosef. The makor for Rabbi Shua ben Karcha is lo yumas al pi edachad. Right, the makor for edus miuchedus in this case working is really the makor for Rabbi Shua ben Karcha ba'alma. Says so. Basically, what's coming out of Nimuki Yosef is a very important chiddush that this din of edus miuchedus, two different reels, only makes sense aliba to Rabbi Shua ben Karcha. Lamdus being that, according to Nuki Yosef, if you require edus ala maisa, like the Chachamim do, edus ala maisa requires not only both edim talking about the same maisa, but it needs to also be a joint re'iyah. So Nuki Yosef's gather of edus ala maisa is not only edus on the same maisa, but you also need the same re'iyah. And that even applies to mamonos. Therefore, says Nuki Yosef, the only way to be machshir edus miuchedus of two re'iyos is only if you think that the edus is on the chiyuv, like Rabbi Shua ben Karcha. So very, very important. So while we were saying, according to other Rishonim, that even within the Chachamim, because you can have a different gedder of edus ala maisa between mamonos and nefashos, obviously Muki Yosef rejects that lamdus and says edus ala maisa has to be the same across the board. Bein medin nefashos, bein medin mamonos. Edus ala maisa is always a joint re'iyah, and therefore two different re'iyos only make sense according to Rabbi Shua ben Karcha. Just a difficulty before we take questions. What is a basic difficulty within Muki Yosef? Just what?
How does he travel to the Mises? The
Mishnah. The Mishnah. Good point. I guess the way in his Lamdos, if you assume that the only way to be Machshir to Re'iyos is if you say that because it's Edus on the Chiyuv, so once it's Edus on the Chiyuv, so Memela, even two different Mises. That's why he understands it. But what's the big Shverakite? Yeah? Right? As all the Rishonim are pointing out, right? Rabbi Shua ben Karcha has his own makor of who ate Ibai Zema Krah, or Ibai Zema Svar is Svara, right? To assume that Rabbi Shua ben Karcha's makor is lo yumas al pi edechad is a very difficult read of the two Gemaras, right? Sounds like the way Rishonim are saying, there are two different dinim. The sugya in Sanhedrin is about Beis Maisim, therefore it has its own makoros. Ibai Zema, Ibai Zema Krah, Ibai Zema Svar, Ibai Zema Krah, who ate. Here it's about same Maisa, two different Rios, it has its own, a separate Makor, a lo yumas al pi edechad. For the Muki Yosef to conflate both sugyos when each one has different Makoros is definitely a difficulty in the read in the Muki Yosef. But again, with the Muki Yosef, again, I think what's compelling him to say this Chiddush, and Shmuel's Ha'ara is also great Ha'ara, he's saying, from the allowance of two Rios and Maisa Echad, you're going to say, oh, hu adin to Maisim? But again, it's all based on the Nemuki Yosef's lamdus that the only way to be machshir even two re'iyos in the same maisa is edus al achiyav. And once you say that, memela two maisim is also the same chiyav. Questions? I thought there saw some hands before. Yeah,
why is it true? Why is it true?
Well, I guess the way he sees, like by nefashos, right? The idea of edus ala maisa is that, right? Again, if you take, right, the lashon even in Sanhedrin, right? Was it the chazi tarvayu kichad, or the idea of even the way the Gemara characterizes shitas chachamim there of why you need edus ala maisa is because the lashon of aid, right, is lashon yachid, it needs to be a joint re'iyah. So. So if you take that to the extremes, that it needs to be joint ria, not only joint inyan seeing the same ma'isa, but it's completely joint, that it needs to be a single ria as well.
How
is that? But when we're talking about they both need to be on the same ma'isa, that means they both need to be on the same, right? Not only do they mean the same ma'isa, they need to be together in the same way. Again, it comes back. His drasha is echad echad. That's what it seems like. Echad echad to the extent that it's re'iyah ke'echad. That seems to be their understanding of the drasha. But echad echad is to the extreme. Yeah.
One
more time. According to no, because it's Thin of Shub and Karcha.
Yes, Thin of Shub and Karcha, it's only because
of the field.
I understand that
it's a good question. Unless he takes like the Tzilu like really extreme to say, yeah, it's a cheshbon that part out. Al Mayata, if the Koveya for Mamanos is Eidos Alha Chiyav, then at least Midin Vetzilo Eida for the din for Hatzala, we should also say a similar thing, that the focus should be Eidos Alha Chiyav, even by Nefashos? Not sure. I hear what you're saying. You're saying if it's within the Chachamim, it's Eidos Alha Maisa, you can at least start talking. But if you're saying once it's that's Yerushua Ben Karcha, then Mamanos is completely different, so then the El Mayata becomes a little harder to understand also. It's a very good R. Okay, good. Next part of the sugya is to see, right, once we've been discussing, right, Eidos Miuchedes, right, these, you know, the Chiddush of creating seemingly a Kat Eidos, even when they don't, like, even when they're not, it's a joint Riyah. So we have, again, different extensions of Eidos Miuchedes. We have the Chiddush of Eidos Miuchedes when it's a two different Riyos, according to everyone, even according to the Chachamim, or even according to Rishu Ben Karcha, even when you have, you know, two different Maisim. The question is, how do you understand, you know, the when we're mitzarif the two Eid Echads, even between two Riyos or two different Maisim, the big question is going to be, do we view the resulting Eidos of the Tzeir of the two Eid Echads as a classical Kat Eidos? And therefore, the classical Dine Kat are going to apply to it? Or do you say, no, we're going to be mitzarif them le'inyan to create a chiyuv, but the classical Dine Kat are not going to apply to them for whatever reason. Right? So again, when we look at the Eidos Miuchedes, both on the Beis Re'ios level, according to everyone, or are you dealing with the Beis Maisim level, according to Rishu Ben Karcha, right? The resulting Seraph between the eight Echads, right? Are we going to view that resulting Seraph as a classical Seraph of a Kat Edim? Or is it not going to be classic? And what's going to be the litmus test that the Rishon and the Farshim discuss? Exactly. Whether we're going to apply Nimsech HaMem Karav Apostle to the resulting Seraph of these two eight Echads. And we're going to see that there's going to be three different Shitos in the Mefarshim in terms of in which cases does the psul of Nimsa Echad Mehem Karav Upasol apply? Right? In which cases of Eidos Miuchedes is it going to apply? So we're going to see three Mahalchim, and we're going to see that this range of three approaches are going to shed light both on how you understand the Tzeirah from the two Eid Echads, and also how do you understand the din of Nimsa Echad Mehem Karav Upasol. Two different variables at play. So let's go through it. So the first Mahalch is that Nimsa, the psul of Nimsa Echad Mehem Karav Apostle, is only going to apply in the case of Maisa Echad to Re'ios. So again, according to the first Mahalach, even if, very important, even if you're Reb Shua Ben Karcha, even if you think that you'd be Mitztarif, even a case of two Maisim, yet the psul of Nimsa Echad Mehem Karav Apostle is not going to apply in the case of Beis Maisim. It's only going to apply in the case of Maisa Echad of Shtei Re'ios. So which Rishonim say this idea, that even within Yerushua Ben Karcha, still Nimsa Echad Mehem Karav Apostle is only going to apply in the sugya of, in Makos, of Maisa Echad? Who says this? Anybody? Within the Ritzvah quotes a Shita, the Rabbi Abad, right? Is the father-in-law of the Ravid. Everyone turn, open up the Ravid. Sorry, the Ritzvah, quoting the Rabbi Abad. So again, the Rabbi Abad is answering the same question the Rishonim are asking, which is, what is the Chiddush of Rav Nachman? Meaning, assuming, since we pass like Yeshua ben Karcha, and assuming in the question that Rav Nachman is going within the Psak of Yeshua ben Karcha, so what's the Chiddush of Rav Nachman? We even are going to be Makshir, be Mitzdarif, Halvach, Halvach, Kosher Kain, Maisa Echad. So says Rabbi Abad, the reason why Rav Nachman is only focusing on the case of Maisa Echad, Shtei Reios, is La'inyan the din of Nimsa Echad Mehem, Karav Apostle. So, anybody have a Ritzvah? Who has a Ritzvah? Eitan. See the Rav Avram of Beis Din? Oh, the Chiddush of Nachman is not that it's kosher, not that we're mitzdarif, that it's mitzdarif dafka b'shekula k'shera, when all the Edom are k'shera. La'afuke. Oh, that was a very big line. Rabbi Abad says, oh, but not if one of them are psulim, then edusim b'tela, i.e. nimtza chamem karav apostle, this is the key, kevan dehalva achasi. We'll see, the Ketzos seems to skip over this line. But the Rebbe Abad is very clearly saying that the only time that we're going to apply Nimsach HaMehen Karav Apostle, even Aliba to Yeshua Ben Karcha, is Dafka in the case in Makos, where it's Maisa Echad, Hava Achas, which Shtei Re'ios. And even just in the, not only the Diuk of Hava Achasi, even just in the Shachar Torah of the Ritzvah, because the question is, why is Rav Nachman only talking about the case of Maisa Echad? Don't we paskin even to Maisim? Answer is, he's focused on the case of Maisa Echad for the Chiddush of Nimtza Echad Mehem Karav Apostle. So both in the Lashon and just in the context of the Ritva, it's very clear that Rabbi Abad is Davka applying, right, the Psul of Nimtza Echad Mehem Karav Apostle, Davka within the case of Maisa Echad Beis Re'ils. The Rabbi Abad says this. Before we analyze this, right? Which other Meiri? I always do that. Which other? Right? So the Meiri, right? In the third daya, right? Anybody have the Meiri? Do you have? First Yaakov, your question. Well, everyone, whoever has the Meiri, please.
Because not the Tosfos here. The Tosfos before about the Mishnah says Arielu Dudachat. It says also about.
So, which Tosfos?
The Tosfos of Arielu Dudachat.
Yeah.
It says it's also talk about Nimtzachan and Kol Basul. So it so connects to be what is this?
No, but that's a Re'iyah Achas, though.
Yeah, so it's like only about a case of Re'iyah Achas, so...
No, that's okay. Re'iyah. That's Maisa Echad and Re'iyah Achas. Right? So we're trying to figure out the bigger Kiddush. Everyone's going to play it there, right? But the question is, oh, but let's say it's not Re'iyah Achas. So, right, the Rabbi Abad, right, in the Ritzvah says this. And also the third day in the Meiri, again, when answering the same question of what's the Chiddush of Nachman, says this as well. Anyone see the Meiri at the ends of the Yesh Metartzen? Anybody have the... Akiva?
The Yesh Metartzen be'idus l'ksheira, perush, l'chshov kikas achas, she'im nimsach ha'zoimim, edus ha'betila, af l'shua, oh, af l'kshiyitz teref, im echame mashen ein kein dalva harva shasheni kasher the shvua oli starf im
acher. So the Meiri, this third day in the Meiri, says it explicitly, right? That when it comes to, even according to Aliba de Hilchos of Yeshua ben Karcha, even though we're a mitzdari of the two eight echads on different days, still you're not going to apply, in the case of Hava Acharava, you're not going to apply Nimtza Echad Mehem Karav Apostle. Nimtza Mehem Karav Apostle, according to Yeshua ben Karcha, is only going to be within the case of Hava Achas. And now the question is, why the chilek? If Yeshua ben Karcha, right, thinks that we're machshir both cases, again, according to Yeshua ben Karcha, the lamdus is at the edus is on the chiyav. So therefore, right, mali maisa echad, mali shnei maisim. In the end of the day, the edus is on the chiyav, Yeshua ben Karcha is machshir all of it. So why, according to the Rabbi Abad and the Meiri, do they think that the psul of Nimtza Echad Mehem Karav Apostle is going to be limited to the case of Maisa Echad? Yeah. Excellent. So we're going to present two mahalachim. So one mahalach, who says this? Who says what you just said? Oh, who says that? The Vart? the Achiezer. So if you look at the Achiezer, right, the Achiezer's Mahalach, the reason why there's a chilek between the case, the reason why Nimsa Echad Mehem Karav Apostle doesn't apply in the case of Halva Achar Halva, and only takes place in the case of Halva Achas, is, says the Achiezer, because the vert of Reb Shulam and Karcha is that it's not even, there is no tzeruv. The chiddush of Reb Shulam and Karcha, Reb Chaim Ozer, is that you don't need a tzeruv of a kat when it comes to mamonos. All right, and therefore, in the context of Reb Chaim Ozer, he says that's why Nimsa Chamem Karav Apostle, whatever, it doesn't apply to, according to Reb Yeshua Ben Karcha. That's connected to what we're saying right now. Because the vort of Nimsa Chamem Karav Apostle, according to Reb Chaim Ozer, right, is all about breaking up the Tzeriv. But according to Reb Yeshua Ben Karcha, you don't need a Tzeriv when it comes to Mamnos. Let's see this again. This is on the Marmakoma sheet. A little bit of a long read. But suffice for now, he says, the way Nimsa Chamem Karav Apostle works, Shinispatel Tzeref HaEdim, that only works by Dinei Nefashos, Deboi Tzeref. A little later, about Bedinei Mamonos, Delo Boi Tzeref Klal, Deha Kaim Lan Kev Shuv Ben Karcha. So again, according to Reb Chaim Ozer, the vort of Reb Shuv Ben Karcha, to be Mitztarev, two Eid Echad on two different days, is not that, oh, the Chiddush that we even have a Tzeref of a Kat in that situation. No! Chaim Ozer's Chiddush is that Reb Shulam Ben Karcha doesn't require a tzeruv of a kat edus in the realm of mamonos. You only need the tzeruv of a kat edus in the realm of nefashos, and that's why Nimsa Achad Mehem Karav Apostle is not going to apply according to Reb Shulam Ben Karcha, according to Reb Shulam Ben Karcha, because according to Reb Shulam Ben Karcha, you don't need the tzeruv of a kat. That's the Chiddush of the Achiezer. The problem is that doesn't really work for these shitos. Because remember, these shitos were working within Reb Shua ben Karcha and being mechalik within Reb Shua ben Karcha between Maisa Echad and Beis Maisim. Right? The third day in the Meiri and the Rabbi Abad are saying, the Chiddush of Rav Nachman within Reb Shua ben Karcha, why within Reb Shua ben Karcha does Rav Nachman only speak about the case of Maisa Echad? They say, because Reb Shua ben Karcha is going to apply Nimsa Echad Mehem, Karav Apostle, in the case of Hava Achas, but not in the case of Beis Havas. But according to Reb Chaim Ozer's Lamdus, Reb Shua ben Karcha will never apply Nimsa Echad Mehem, Karav Apostle, to the realm of Mamonos, because the realm of Mamonos, according to Reb Shua ben Karcha, never requires its Seiruf of a Kat. So while that lumdus works out well, why you don't apply it in the case of Beis Halvos, it doesn't work for these shitos, because these shitos are clearly saying that even Reb Shua ben Karcha is going to apply Nimsa Echad Mehem Karav Apostle in the case of one halva. So we're going to need another explanation for that. Even Reb Shua ben Karcha, why Reb Shua ben Karcha is going to be mechalik for these shitos, and say, we're not going to apply Nimsa Chamem Karav Apostle in the case of Beis Halvos, but we are going to apply Nimsa Chamem Karav Apostle to the case of Halva Achas. Anybody have any suggestions? Why the chilek within your Reshua ben Karcha? Anybody? Stump grab? This never happens. What? Yeah?
Intuitively, that still, as far as the seraph goes, it's not, meaning it's still the, it's, you don't have to say like the Achiezer, you don't have to say the Achiezer so far, you don't have to say that's always the moment is going to be the Koveh of the seraph. You can say that the Koveh of the seraph is still the same Maisa. And if you're being made on about two different things, what's Rishu Shakarata worried about? He's thing, is there a Chobas Agavra objectively here? We go bus our Lova here. We say that on the Lova there's a Chobas Agavra. So that can be true for, you know, two mice are just fine, but that doesn't mean that the two Edom are in any way connected. They're just Ola Lecheshbon that we can create, we have enough Edis to objectively say there's a Chiyuv Gavra here.
But, I think, right, you're trying to be Mechalik, that maybe even, Shua ben Karcha is going to say that there's a Kat in the case of one Halva, but there's no Kat in the case of two Halvas. And therefore, Nimsacha Mem by one halva, but not by two halvas. Right? That's what you're saying. The problem with that is that Reb Shulam ben Karcha, the lamdas of Reb Shulam ben Karcha, is that by all cases of mamonos, the edus is on the chiv. So if you're willing to say that edus on the same chiv generates a kat, that should be in all cases. Bein behalva achas, bein beis halvas.
No, it creates a chiyuv gat, like an objective chiyuv gat. I'm not saying it creates a kat. Doesn't create a kat. It just creates enough of objective evidence that this guy owes that guy $100.
So let me ask, is that a kat or not? When you have two edim on the same chiyuv, is that a kat edus or not?
I think seemingly based on this chiluk, it's not a kat.
Or say not that way. Say no. Argue the Chaim Ozer, which I thought you were going, and say that no. If Yeshua ben Karcha, the Chiddush, is that when it comes to Mamonos, Eidus al-Chiyav does create a kai, even in the case of Beis Halvos. So, Bein Behova Achas, Bein Beis Halvos, there is a kat Eidus in both cases. Why the Chiluk? If in both cases there's a kat Eidus, shouldn't we say anytime there's a kat of Eidus, Nimtzach HaMem Karv HaPasol? Not so fast. Whoever was here in the sugya of Nimtzach on the Karv HaPasol saw in many Rishonim, that according to certain Shitos, for sure called the Nispashta approach, I'll explain in a moment, according to certain Mahalchim in Nimtzach on the Karv HaPasol, just because you have a kat of Eidus, it doesn't necessarily mean that you're going to have the psul of Nimtzach on the Karv HaPasol. Certain Shitos require an added level of tseruf between the Eidim in order to trigger Nimtzach on the Karv HaPasol. So, one way to explain is that, yes, Rav Shua ben Karcha says that anytime you have two Eidim on the same Chiyuv, it's a Kat Eidus. The Chiddush of Mamonos is that you can be Mitzari for Kat Eidus based on testifying about the same Chiyuv. So, in all cases, you have a Kat Eidus. But yet, only in certain Kitim will there be Nimtzach HaMem and Karv HaPasol, because Nimtzach HaMem and Karv HaPasol doesn't apply to any time you have a Kat. It only applies when there's a certain level of Tseruf between the Eidim. And according to the Shitos, that added level of Tseruf needed to trigger Nimtzach HaMem Karv HaPasol is that they need to be talking about the same, that they need to have seen the same Halva. You need the Mitzarif of it being Halva Achasi. It's very clear in the Lashon of the Rabbi Abad. Right? Lafuki Imhaya Echad Mem Karv HaPasol Eidusim B'Tzela Kevan De Halva Achasi. You need the Tseruf of them being the same halva. And this, again, this yisod, that Nimtzach HaMem Karv HaPasol, is not any time you have a kat, but sometimes you need a greater tseruf. We point out this comes from the Lashon and the Mishnah, Hayim Viz, which characterizes, right, Nimtzach HaMem Karv HaPasol, case of being netapel over avera. It's not just you're in the same kat, you have to be extra connected to the puzzle. So some Rishonim understood that as that, oh, the Edom Ksherim need to have like active kavana to be mitzarev to the psulim, according to Rav Chaim Kump, if you remember. And the Rif said that at least the Ksherim had to be makir the psul of the psulim in order to have that extra tzarev. So you saw that certain Mahalchim and Nimzach and the Karav Apostle say it's not enough to be in the same kat, you need an added level of tzarev. So say the Rebbe Abad and the third day in the Meiri, yes, even if the name Yeshua Makarcha, that there's a kat edus, even in the case of Beis Halvos, Halva Acharavot, but that has an insufficient seraph between the edim to trigger this factor of the tapel over Avera to trigger the din of Nimtzach HaMem Karav HaPasol. So that's one way to explain, right, these shitos to explain why even if the name Yeshua Makarcha is giving mechalik between Beis Halvos and Halva Achas. Any questions? Yeah, Pinchas.
So what is the reason why if there's
a kat, they're both being on the same chiv is enough to make them in the same kat. But in order, you need a higher level of connection to trigger Nimtzach HaMem Karv HaPasol. And according to the Shitos, that higher level of connection is that we need to be on the same halva. Yeah, I mean this whole, because the whole idea of being on the same chiyuv makes you in the same kat. That's only by mamonos. But we're saying even within mamonos, there's a chiluk because Nimtzach HaMem Karv HaPasol is not going to be triggered anytime you have a kat edus, because in certain cases you need kat plus this added level of tzeref. And these Rishonim are saying, oh, in order to have that added level of tzeref to trigger Nimtzach HaMem Karv HaPasol, you need it to be halva achas. Okay, so again, Adkan, right, the first approach is that Nimtzach HaMem Karv HaPasol only applies to the case of Maisa Echad. The next shita, right, says that nimsa echad mehem karav apostle is even going to apply to the case of beis meisim. Which prominent, I'm not going to give it away this time, which prominent achron says that nimsa echad mehem karav apostle will even apply to two eid echads, halva achar halva. Excellent. This is the vort of the Ketzos. So if you look at the Ketzos on the Marmakomos, the Ketzos is going to develop this mahalach. Mordechai, would you mind only reading the beginning of the Ketzos? Lanias Daiti?
Lanias Daiti, and Nira, the Lovian Starkos, Re'iya, the Haggadah, Eladavka, Gabidin, and Tachos.
Right, so all the Mishnayas, all the Gemaras, Shabbat, joint Re'iya, joint Haggadah, that whole Sugya is only for the Nefashos.
Oh.
So we're going to see the Ketzos is very much the Shitazo. Whatever requirements there are to create a kat, those same requirements are going to carry over to trigger Nimsa Chamem Karav Apostle. Is it Baba Dini Mamanos? Oh, so says the Ketzos, right? The Ketzos is Lumbus, is like the other approach in Nimsa Echad. Right? We were just developing for the first Mahalach that there's a Shita in the Sugya of Nimsa Echad and Karav Apostle that's not enough for them to be in a joint kat. You need an added level of tzeref, right? And we said that works out well with the Nispashta approach, if you know what I'm talking about, great. The Ketzos, we can say, it takes like the all or nothing approach, which says as long as you have a puzzle in the kat, Nimsa Echad Mehem Karav Apostle, because the din of Nimsa Echad Mehem Karav Apostle is that either you accept all the Edim in the kat, or you have no Edim in the kat. According to that Mahalach, and the Ketzos is saying, whenever a puzzle is part of the kat, whatever the requirements are to be part of the kat, that can be the requirements to trigger Nimsa Echad Mehem Karav Apostle. Says the Ketzos, therefore, according to B'Shua Ben Karcha, that the requirements for being mitzarif to be in a kat is simply that you're giving edus on the same chiyuv. So memela, you have two eid echads to be mitzarif because they're on the two different days and the same chiyuv. Memela, Nimsa Echad Mehem Karav Apostle, in that case of Beis Meisim, as well. The Ketzos is very much l'shitaso that whatever the requirements are to create the kat, those same requirements are whenever you have a kat edus, then you're going to have nimsa echad mehem karav upasal. And happens to the Ketzos, ironically, brings a raya from Rabbi Abad. He says, oh, the Rabbi Abad also applies nimsa echad mehem karav upasal. But the problem is that, as we just said, the Rabbi Abad clearly limits it to the case of one ma'isa, and the Ketzos is trying to extend the yisod not only to ma'isa echad, but even to base ma'isim. So it's a little strange that he quotes a raya from a Rishon who's clearly saying against him, but that's what he does. Yeah. One more time? Who?
The Ketzos.
Oh, the Ketzos?
Seems to go against Mashmas and Rav Mal, because all you say is Rav Mal is that what's tries, he also says,
Which part exactly is a problem? So again, he's saying we paskin like Rebbe, that Nimsa Chamem Karav Apostle also applies to Momonos.
Right.
He's just saying when it comes to Momonos, you don't have all the requirements of joint Re'iya, joint Haggadah.
No, but according to Bolshevik, Mashmas is that much simpler being the Tharev and the Fashas and Momonos, because even Rebbe peaks in Momonos, but even for Rebbe Yossi says that Mamas, we don't,
Again, Rabbi Yossi says there's no Nimsa Chamem Karav, he's clearly not within that.
Right.
But, for example, within Rebbe, he applies it, again, within Rebbe, I would say, the answer should be, the most problematic line is the Heichi Amrin Lehu, where the Gemara seems to say, according to Rishonim, at least, according to Mamanos, So then, how do you determine that whether it was a joint re'iyah with kavana? So the Ksos is going to have to reread that line. Right, it's definitely a chiddush. The Ksos is definitely a chiddush. We have only a couple of minutes left, just because the high school is about to storm in. There'll actually be a 5-minute break between mincha, so I'll be happy to answer any questions. Oh. Again, so you have the first mahalach that Nimsa Echad Mem Karav Apostle is limited to the case of Maisa Echad. Then that was the Rabbi Abad and the third day in the Meiri. Then we have the Ketzos, which is the second mahalach that applies in all cases. Whenever you say there's a Seraph, in all those cases you have Nimsa Echad. And the third mahalach is that Nimsa Echad Mem Karav Apostle never applies to any of these cases. Even in the Edus Miuchedes of Beis Re'ios, of Maisa Echad, even in that case. So which Shita seems to hold that? The Ritzva himself, excellent, right? After quoting the Rabbi Abad, the Ritzva, right? The Ritzva rejects it, right? Anyone have the Ritzva really quickly? Really quickly, Ellie? So again, after quoting the Rabbi Abad, it says, V'ein zed nachon, and the Ritzva is going to clearly establish that Nimsech HaMem Karav Apostle is not going to apply to any cases of Edus Miuchedes. I'll start reading, you take over. V'ein zed nachon, one is going to be a textual question, the other one is going to be a svar question. Textual question is V'ein zed nachon chada di'iha, all right, di'iha asa Reb Nachman lashminan. If the chiddush of Nachman is to apply the chiddush of Nimsa Chamem Karav Apostle to this case of Edus Miuchedes, hechi. Right, just the lashon of Nachman sounds like he's being mechadish. You even have a tzeirif in this case. It's very hard to say that, no, he's coming to not to be mechadish the din of tzeirif, but to say, oh, the mechadish is a psul. Just the lashon doesn't work well. But the svar question is even more fascinating. But od. Oh, very important, right? So the second question is that, wait a second, if you're not going to have a tzeirif, right, if you're not going to have a tzeirif in the case of nefashos, therefore you're not going to have nimtzach amem karav upasol in the case of nefashos, so then why would you ever be more machmir by mamados to have nimtzach amem karav upasol in that case? So what's the obvious, and the Ketzos points that, what's the obvious retort to this? So, meaning, it's whatever, wherever there is a tzeirif likat. So yes, the kula is going to be, therefore going to be tzarif, you know, to put it together. But then the chumra is going to be, then, nimsech amem karav apostle. So the second question of the ritva, again, which says, oh, you can't be more machmir by dinin nefashos, the ritva is going to, the ketzos has this beautiful line where it says, mishim de kulo chumro, the chumro kulo, right? Ketzos l'shitoso, everything is toloi, and when you have a kat edus. It, right, by nefashos, where you don't have where two re'eos is not a joint kat, so no nimsech amem karav apostle. But by mamonos, where you do have two re'eos is a joint kat, then Bela, you are going to have nimsech amem karav apostle, because according to the Ketzos, nimsech amem karav apostle is directly tied to whenever you have a kat, whenever you have a kat. And beyond the ritzva, this will conclude, the Ramban, again, also rejects the Rabbi Abad. Again, he quotes the Ramban quotes Rabbi Abad and says, "Rava bezin herich v'davar ze v'im b'dvarav tam." But it's hard to know within the Ramban. Is it the textual question of the Ritzva? Does he not like the way this pshat in Rav Nachman works out, or is he also rejecting the din of Rabbi Abad? So again, if it's more of a fundamental the aim of Tom to say no, it doesn't make sense, like the Ritzva, it doesn't make sense to apply Nimsech HaMem Karav Apostle at all to the realm of Edus Miuchedes, so then the Ramban is on the list of this third Mahalach that, you know, Edus Miuchedes, sorry, that again, that Nimsech HaMem Karav Apostle doesn't apply to any cases of Edus Miuchedes. And the last Arab, that these Rishonim, right, for sure the Ritzva and perhaps the Ramban, who say that the psul of Nimsech Echad Mehem Karav Apostle doesn't apply to any cases of Edus Miuchedes, they're clearly, right, adopting or the opposite extreme of the Ketzos and saying that Nimsech Echad Mehem Karav Apostle is not just taloi on a kat Edus. Right? In order to trigger Nimsech Echad Mehem Karav Apostle, it's not about a kat. It's about a kat plus an edit seraph. And these Shitos are saying that you lack the Seraph necessary to trigger Nimsa Mehen Karav Apostle, not only in the case of Beis Maisim, But even in the case of bees, rios, maisecha, they say, even in that case, you don't have the sufficient seruf to trigger nivzach ha-makar of a pasul, because they think the only time you have the sufficient seruf to trigger nivzach ha-makar of a pasul is when you have not only maisecha, but also a re'iyah ke'echad as well. Adkan is the sugya. I'll take any questions. And after Tisha B'Av, we'll go on to a new sugya.